We are broadcasting from the Timbuktu Mort Studios here, and we are going to be discussing with you National Pretzel Day in Freeport. And that's going to be April 26th. Now, I say we. Who's we? Katie Jentz, Nicole Haas of the Freeport Partnership, Mike Martin of Mort's. He got my studio all going. It's really great. It's that music and people are in here. It's great. And me, Timmy C, Tim of Timbuktu. So we're going to talk about this. So am I right, guys? This is going to be from like 9 in the morning to like 10 at night or 9 at night?
I think all the way until 11 at night, Tim, with the events going on.
Oh, goodness.
9 until 11. 9 until 11 at night in Freeport all day. Hey, but there's nothing ever to do in this town.
Oh, we're going to show them this time, Tim.
You got that right. Well, what's starting at 9 o'clock, Katie?
Let me tell you, we have at the Freeport Art Plaza, we have the best event going to be happening. We have the pretzel, the largest pretzel ever made by human bodies. We are going to make this the biggest and best there's ever been. So we need over 460 people, which is going to be easy. We got this. And we're going to have like 1,000 people because we're buying 1,000 buttons for people to wear. We're going to have 1,000 people at this.
So what does this mean? April 26th is National Pretzel Day. We are here on the day. We're not celebrating it a day later or anything like that. We're celebrating it on the day for Pretzel City USA. And we have to come out to really prove that we are Pretzel City. And we're going to do that. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to understand. But what we're saying is we are going to make an outline of a pretzel at the Freeport Art Museum. And then when you come and sign up, you're going to be given a button that you are part of this record-breaking experience. When the time comes, you're going to stand within that pretzel shape. We're going to have a drone above us that takes a picture as everybody get in line. And as long as we have more than 460 people within that pretzel, we will break the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest pretzel made by human bodies. Mm-hmm. So come on out to the Freeport Arts Plaza. We're going to have time to celebrate ahead of time with some music, sign in. We're going to give you a commemorative button that you were part of the event. And then once we take that photo, everybody can come on down to Chicago Avenue and enjoy the rest of the pretzel festivities for the day.
Which we have an amazing lineup. We have bands. We got Corey Pepper. We have the Boys and Girls Club dance team. We also have Progressive Fighting Concepts. We have got music playing and over 25 vendors that are coming into downtown Freeport with their own little bit of a pretzel theme to all of their products that they have. So it's going to be a day.
So if I check in and I get my button, now am I laying down on the ground here for this pretzel? Tell me, is this I got
to... If you want to.
Well, I know.
Maybe you need a break.
Stretch like... I might be a little tired.
If the Cubs play at 5:30 in the morning, you might need a nap.
I'm telling you this, we're taping this on the morning of the Cub game. I'm dying right now. You'll just stand there? And,
We're going to have an outline of where everybody should stand, and then we're going to make sure we have them all filled up. And once everybody's ready, we're going to take a nice old picture.
Yeah, the way I see it, it's kind of, it's like the yearbook back with the, when you're in high school.
Yeah.
Every year I was class of 2006. We went to the gym. We all got in a circle for the O and we made a six. And like Nicole said, this all derived from a small meeting in our marketing committee with the Greater Freeport Partnership. And we started looking up, what is the world record of human pretzels? And we thought, hell, 460 people, that's nothing. Freeport loves their community. We are the home of the pretzels. This whole pretzel fest has really grown over the past couple years. It was a great thing coming out of COVID. People to get out of the house, get outside, enjoy our beautiful downtown, especially right after we finished the Chicago streetscape. Got to see the amazing investment into our infrastructure. Get to see the local businesses. And like Nicole said, and Katie said, it has grown. It's pretzel themed. It's something for everybody, whether you're young, old, or in the middle. It's just a great time to get out of the house and enjoy your home downtown.
Yeah. And no, Tim, you're not going to be able to lay down because there are going to be so many people there. You are not going to be able to take up that much space.
We're, like so I said, just,
it's going to be standing room only.
We're ordering 1,000 buttons. We are getting rid of 1,000 buttons that day.
1,000 buttons.
I don't take up that much space anyway. Stop that. Crazy. No, I'm very excited about this. I cannot, you know, just the fact that we're having something that goes from 9 in the morning until 11 at night is just, it's just crazy that we have this.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you are having a hard time today on Cubs Day, you're definitely going to need a nap, or you're going to have to go to bed early the day before. Yeah. But yes, so from the time that we're done with the pretzels, then we go all the way through the entertainment that day, along with the vendors, the downtown businesses.
Yep.
It's also a Freeport Festival District Day.
Yep.
So what that means, if you haven't taken advantage of that before, is I'm going to use our host here. You can walk into Mort's, grab a beer, put it in your Festival District cup, get your little wristband, and you can take that out with you and explore the rest of downtown Freeport and Pretzel Fest with your open container. So that happens on specific Festival District dates, and Pretzel Fest happens to be one of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you grab your Generations Pretzel City Amber beer. I mean,
sold here at Mort's.
And you just get to continue to go through the rest of downtown. It's a fantastic day. And then we're going to wrap up entertainment and vendors right about 3 o'clock because.
Holy smokes. Because at one point in my life, I said, you know what? I want to do a polka fest in this town. And so I asked the partnership. I said, so would it be a good idea? And they're like, oh, man. We've got all of our stuff going on. And I said, when are you going to be done? And they're like, 3. And I said, how about the doors open at the Masonic Temple at 3:30 until 6 o'clock? We're bringing in the Zweifel Brothers.
Amazing.
The Zweifel Brothers are fabulous for Pretzel City Polka Fest. We have Gavin Brown and Denise Brown, the traveling chefs, are going to be doing a German, authentic German fare. Lena Brewing Company, they're going to have beers and other types of drink for this. And this is all for the Lincoln Douglas Society, bringing the Zweifels in. They're going to do a little thing right at the beginning, a little bit at 3 o'clock, to kind of give you a little polka lesson if you're not sure of what it's all about. Because then you're like, I'm not going to dance. I'm not going. Come on down. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to say this in front of these two ladies. They didn't realize it's happened because they didn't know. I have purchased my Lederhosen.
Yes.
And yes, my Lederhosen has been purchased. That's legal. And I'm looking for a long sleeve pretzel shirt to put underneath it. My hat came today, my green German hat. My wife's wearing a dirndl. And Charlie, the German miniature schnauzer, might just make an appearance. But seriously, what we're trying to do is we're trying to drum up this polka fest, have a little fun, do something very, very different. It's $10 for a single. It's $15 for a couple. And like I said, it's only going to be, you know, doors are going to open at 3:30, 4 to 6. And come on down. Enjoy it. Give the little donation to us and come in and have a good time.
Tim, I think this is a fantastic idea. A few years back, Licky's Jewelers celebrated their 100th anniversary in business. Licky being a strong German name, a strong family in this community. Bernie came in and we're going over ideas. He says, you know, I want to bring in a German band. I want to bring a polka band. And the response that the people gave me, gave everybody that day, was so amazing. People were up. They were dancing because it's something that you don't usually do, but you don't realize how much fun it is when you get with your friends, you get with other community members, and then you see the passion of the band and the people dressed up and doing the music. And you, like you said, you got spirits, you got libations flowing. And nothing's better than having a good time with your friends and boogieing on down at the Masonic.
And I was down there for that Licky's 100th because I went to high school with Bernie and I graduated. I know Lucas Licky and all these other Lickies. You have to celebrate them. That's why I say to people when they're like, should we do Brewfest downtown? Hey, listen, man, Licky's did their 100th anniversary on Main Street. Why can't we use this downtown area and spread it out as much as we can? So, yeah, I really hope everybody comes down. $10. Doors open at 3:30. $15 for a couple. There's going to be gift baskets from a lot of fun areas that we usually don't get them from. I basically have been begging some people, and we're getting them. Yeah, we want Lincoln Douglas Society to not have to worry about trash removal and landscaping. And next year with snow, when we get a ton of it next year, so that's what that's all about. So we finish at 6. Gosh, I guess we're kind of... Oh, wait, Mike, we're not done. What's going on?
There's more.
Well, right after that, I invite everybody to come check out the Winnishek Theater. We are going to have punk rock polka music. That's right. You heard it here first. But not only the punk rock polka music, we have three other local bands that are also going to be taking the stage. And this is one of the first times in many years there's been a concert at the Winnishek. So opening off the night at 7 o'clock is going to be the Lobbin' Robins. Four high school fellas that are putting their heart and soul into their craft. They play everything from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones to the Cure to the Strokes. A lot of great rock and roll and some originals. Immediately following them will be the band Dead Freddy out of Chicago. I met these guys when Terry and I, our band Flaccid Pickle, played at a festival in the city. Just great guys. They support local scenes. They go to many shows. So you got a guitar, you got a bass, you got a drummer, and then the lead singer has an accordion. And they also dress the part. And just think the Beatles with distortion and an accordion. That's the only way I can describe it. It's good family music, too. It's not anything too hard, too brash. And to have the concept of an accordion with punk rock and roll, it really blows you away. And then following them will be our band, Flaccid Pickle. We are Freeport's number one opening act.
Nice.
We're not the closers, but today, this day, we're going to be third. We have a couple new songs we want to showcase, some covers as well. We're in the studio recording right now, so it'll be fun to get out into the community, get to the theater. And then finishing the night is Hot Lemon. It's some other local musicians, Wes Benahoff. He bartends over at the Wagner House. And Guitar Ronnie Jessen. He is a world-renowned guitarist. You just don't know yet. He has traveled the world from Cuba to Mexico to India to Taiwan. He's been all over the world just backpacking with his guitar and meeting different musicians and showcasing his brand of rock and blues. Really great solo guitarist. And then when you get Wes up there, they're going to be playing anything from Jimi Hendrix to, again, the Rolling Stones. So, again, a lot of this night, it's full focused around Dead Freddy, the polka punk rock band. Our band, Flaccid Pickle, was some punk rock, local band. And then sandwiching that is the Lobbin' Robins and Hot Lemon bring some great rock and roll. Four bands, all for $10, starting at 7 o'clock at the Winnishek Theater. Also, if you haven't had enough to drink at Festival District, we'll also have a satellite bar there with light cocktails, light beers, and we'll also have some bratwurst to go along with the polka theme, get some good German fare. So again, 7 o'clock, $10, four bands, and proceeds of that night are also going to support the Winnishek Players.
We love, Tim, that how many organizations come together to really produce this. If you were one organization, you tried to put together 12 hours worth of entertainment. That's a lot. But as we all combine efforts to make one fantastic day, not only are the residents and visitors to Freeport going to benefit from this, but all the organizations in between. And it is so inexpensive. Freeport Pretzel Fest and being part of the record break is free. So please, please, please come down. As you said, Polka Fest is $10 a person, even cheaper if you come as a couple. Going to see 4 hours worth of music at the Winnishek and supporting the Winnishek for $10 is extremely inexpensive. We are all about supporting community, giving back, and giving people a great time.
And National Pretzel Day, you're downtown. Then you can go throughout all the downtown areas. You stop in Mort's, you go to all these other spots. Then, hey, let's go to the Masonic Temple downstairs. That's a beautiful location. It's going to be a fun location. Think of the accordion playing. And then you go over to Winnishek Playhouse, which is a staple in the community. And, I mean, you just get a taste of Freeport. There is no reason in the world why you have decided to go somewhere else that Saturday on the 26th.
I don't know why anybody would want to be anywhere other than Pretzel City, USA on National Pretzel Day.
Exactly right. So, Katie, if there's one thing you want to do on April 26th, what is that?
It's going to be Pretzel Day in Freeport, Illinois.
All right. What about you, Nicole? What do you want to do on April 26th? What one thing?
Actually, it's the thing for the 27th. I don't even want to be able to like pick my feet up off the floor because I danced so much the Polka Fest the night before. It does take a lot out of you. I'm going to tell you that. It's workout.
And what about you, Mike?
I can't pick just one. I'm going to be at Pretzel Fest. I'm going to be part of that pretzel. We're going to show the Guinness Book of World Records what we're all about. I'm going to go to Polka Fest because, hey, not only do I love polka music and dancing, you get to see Tim Connors and Lederhosen. That's worth the $10.
That is a bonus.
I'll pay $10 for 10 minutes of that.
Oh, I don't know.
And then at night, playing some music on the Winnishek Theater, the history that's gone through there. My brother's been in shows there. I've been in shows there. My kids are going to enjoy some classes there. One of the oldest theaters in the state, almost in the country, to be able to showcase some of the music I enjoy and bring other bands from outside the area and some other local bands just to show what we got on that stage. It's too much. You can't pick one, Tim. It's going to be a great day.
Right. And you might see me in Lederhosen at the Winnishek that night because I might not be able to take it off. it might be just a little too tight. I'm not sure. If I get one whistle, everybody. Yeah. I'll turn around and say, liar. You're a liar. So we will see everybody on April 26th from 9 in the morning all the way until 11 o'clock at night. If you're tired, come on, man. You only live once.
We'll lift your spirits.
It's National Pretzel Day in Freeport, Illinois, home of the pretzels, on April 26th. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Katie. We'll see you there, everybody.